Blog Talk Radio.
Stretching forth.
God bless you, families and friends, and I bless God for each and every one of you on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I know that you and me and all of us are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but at the end of the day, things can be worse than what it is. But I thank God that is on our side, and I thank God that he is right there in our midst. Listen, we give a special shout out to our friends and family. First of all, I give a special shout out to my wife, Lakeisha Spencer, and our ADM family, and we bless God together as a unit, and our fat brothers and sisters all over the world, right there, international waters, Germany, United Kingdom, Norway. We bless God for you as well. Australia, we thank God for you as well. We thank God for France. We thank God for Asia. We thank God for all our brothers and sisters. We just give God the glory, and we thank God for each and every one of you. And right here home in our local families and friends, we thank God for right here in our back door, California, Nevada, Michigan, Delaware, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York. My God, Florida, we thank God. Texas, we thank God for you all. We thank God right here in our back door, Georgia, Michigan, we thank God for you as well. South Carolina, Virginia, we thank God for you as well. Tennessee, we thank God for you as well. Saints of God, we thank God for each and every one of you that presses your way every day, amen, just to get somewhere to commune with the Lord, to get with individuals, to commune with different things of the Lord. You know, I found out that it's so easy that we can engage into things that is not of God. It's so easy to get in trouble. It's so easy to go ahead and compromise with the flesh, but it's very difficult to keep a structured life, to think positive, to walk positive, to shake things off. Amen. It seems like that part is very easy, very hard. But at the end of the day, we're still going to give God the glory, because the race ain't given to the swift of the strong, but he that endure to the end. And I know each and every one of you are endured, and I just thank God for each and every one of you for being endured. And I'm telling you right now, God is in control. Don't think that he's not. He's in, but you're going to have to step back and let him be in control, because if you start going in the forefront, you're going to end up, hey, it's too much for me to handle. But let God do it. And when God can do it, everything is going to be all right. I know y'all geared up and you're ready to go this afternoon with our very own Mother Helen. My God, to go ahead and do what she normally do, drive by, sit down, whatever it is. She always brings forth good words of wisdom. But before she come, we're going to have that powerhouse prayer that I've been praying for individuals all over the world, including for you and also myself as well. We're going to bring up Mother Jackson. Good afternoon, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Tim, for this afternoon.
Amen.
First, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joel Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith, and I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, God, just giving you the glory and thanking you for all things, God. We come thanking you for the healing that you have healed our bodies, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us, God. That heart fixer, God. We thank you today, God. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for all things, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God. You've been so good to us, better than we have to our own self. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for the roof over our head, the food on our table, God, and the clothes on our back today in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us cry out to you, God. Continue just to pull us like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the trials and the tribulation that comes our way, God, because we realize, God, they come to make us strong. victorious in you, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because we realize you say the battle is not ours, but it's yours, God. So if we stand back in the name of Jesus, God, and let you fight this battle, God, because we realize, God, you never lost a battle. You're mighty in a fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the food that you feed us spiritually each and every day, God. We thank you for the opportunity, God, when you breathe on us each and every day, God. Allow another life in our body, God, that we can get up and say, begin to just to praise you, God. Let us realize that you are worthy. I know you're worthy, God, to be praised, God. I lift my hands up to you, God. No one have to just push my hands up to you, God. I just want to lift them up to you because I know how good you've been to me, God. Down through the years, say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. I thank you for every member of ADM ministry in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the man of God, or the Moshe, God, that set before us, God, and feed the word of God to us in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you strengthen every ministry this day like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God, no matter what it looks, God, of O'Shea, looks like, God. But let them stay up on the wall, God, and just continue to breathe out of O'Shea your word of God, your word of wisdom, your word of knowledge, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let us eat like never before, God. Let them begin to eat, chew and digest it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for our family members today, God, what you're doing within them, God. We thank you for drawing them near to you, saving, delivering, set to captain free, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every elder person that it is, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Shield and protect in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, let our minds stay on you, because if we keep our minds stayed on you, God, if we keep our minds stayed on you, God, you'll give us perfect peace, God. And we thank you for the perfect peace this morning, this afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord of Oshay, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. You loved us when nobody else sinned, God. You loved us when everybody else pushed us to the side, God. So we thank you today, God. We lift up our companions up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue, God, to save, deliver, and set them free, God. Everything is not like you, God, and Oshay, God, today, God. We ask that your consuming fire come down, God, and burn it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for setting us free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, for our things, God. Oh, God, we look towards the hill today, which coming out here. We know that all our help coming from you. No other God that we know, God. We thank you, God. Continue to let us bow down before you, God. Whatever situation is going on with us, God, let us just begin to give it all to you. Not some, God, but let us give it all to you, God. And leave it at the altar in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you today, God, Lord of Oshay, God. Even for Mother Helen, when she come forth with the word, God, let us get our heart, Lord of Oshay, in position, God, and receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom that she's going to bring, Lord of Oshay, today. Oh, how we thank you, God. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask right now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, God. Just have your way today, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen. Hallelujah, thank you.
Jesus. Oh, somebody could go ahead and worship the living God right where you are. Somebody could go ahead and give him glory. Somebody could go ahead and thank him. Because at the end of the day, we thank God that he's in control. We thank God that we know the enemy doesn't have no victory. Right there, somebody could go ahead and worship God. I tell you, if you're going through something, go ahead and worship God. Worship your way out of it. Worship your way to your breakthrough. Worship your way to your healing, to the place that what God has for you. Worship your way through every mind battles, every issue that you have going on. Just go ahead and worship the Lord. I heard them say that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Do you have breath in your body this morning? Did you wake up breathing? Did you woke up alive? Did you woke up in your right mind? Therefore, you could go ahead and give God a worship this afternoon. give God a thank you, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we be? We just thank the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. He is awesome. He is mighty. He is awesome. And I just know that somebody needs something for the Lord. I just know somebody just need a touch from the Lord. I know that somebody need a word from the Lord. And if that's you, I tell you to go ahead and shut up your TV, turn everything off, turn everything down, get the house quiet, because God got something that he want to give to you. So you can keep pressing forward. You can keep making it. You can walk. My God, you ain't here to quit. God ain't put you in the fire for you to give up and for you to quit.
Amen.
He put you in there because somebody needs something that you have. He put you in there because he knew you could take it. He put you in there because he knew that you could carry the burden, that you strong power. You're not wavering, but you are an individual going to roll your head back and give God the praise in spite of. Amen. Give him a hallelujah. Listen, saints of God, I just thank the Lord because he is worthy. And I know that he's worthy. I'm getting geared up, and we're going to continue to turn up the notch every week, every day. We're going to continue to turn it up because in July, God's going to get ready to do, my God almighty, I call it the halftime. He's going to get ready to do, my God, in our revival in July. My God, we're going to have a halftime revival where God's going to get ready to do some things. And I'm telling you right now, I just want to get a little bit deeper into him. I need a little bit more into him. And if the one chaos want to break up around me, well, chaos, do what you got to do, because we got to stay focused on the Lord. Is anybody ready to stay focused not only on the Lord, but on the word of the Lord, what God said, what God promised, what God said he's going to do? Is anybody ready to stay focused on the Lord? Listen, I'm not going to take up too much time, my God, because we know we got that mother, my God, our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, mother. Apostle. God bless you.
Amen.
God pray for
Amen.
Mother. Mother got something like the flu. She's not at her best, but I'm here and through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha, Pastor Smith, Pastor Bobby Lex Smith, all the mothers, the deacons, the ministers, intercessors, everybody under the sound of my voice, international waters, United States, local. I thank God for this day. I thank God for waking me up this morning and clothed in my right mind. And I want to give gratitude and thanks to Apostle for giving me the best time. You know, we laid up in luxury. That's I hope when I go to heaven, you know, if I don't make it, I've had a little piece of heaven here on earth. And I just want to thank you for everything. I want to thank Sister Shakita and Brother Ron for how they took care of us mothers and with food and what have you. They just made us feel like we were very special. And I want to send a shout out down to Decatur, Alabama, to my mother, Betty Horton, love you in the Lord. Get well soon. To Evangelist Vera Davis in Jacksonville, Florida, who listens to us religiously. And to everyone, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, when I was down there by that water in the condo, I was just thinking about the 23rd Psalm. And the 23rd Psalm, this is a psalm that can calm you when you're in distress, danger, disappointment, broken promises, anything that come up under you. If you would just take this and just roll it around in your spirit, man, you know, in your mind, not just say it, but dissect it. Just, you know, say, what does this really mean? And, you know, this psalm was written by David. And, you know, David went through a lot. He got chased by Saul to be killed. He had to lie to get out of a serious situation. Then he fell into sin. But through it all,
He kept on trusting in God, and he was the apple of God's eye, as we all are, if we are truly saints of God. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters and restores my soul. What does all of this mean to you? This is a relationship with God. This is a psalm that will calm your soul, especially in times of distress, in times of sickness, in times of when you can't pay rent, you can't pay your bill. Just know that if you put your trust in God, he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. He's your protector, provider. He's all-knowing. And it goes on to say, he guides me in the path of righteousness. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be in difficult times. A righteous path is not always wonderful. Sometimes we go through illness. Sometimes we go through distress with family, go through distress with friends, just anything that would distract you from serving God. When you go through these dangers and disappointments in life, be very careful that you don't throw in the towel. I notice many times most of us in our lifetime feel like throwing in the towel. That's the time when Satan will creep in, because Satan, he desires to deceive those who trust in God. But you got to know that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-caring. He's sufficient. God is what we need and nothing else. He goes on to say, even though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort you. That says it all. Whatever you're going through, sickness, when you can't pay bills, didn't he say he will supply your every need? Now, that doesn't mean stupid stuff. He said your needs, your daily needs, but that doesn't mean that we sit and do nothing. If we praise God, give him the glory, give him the honor, be real in your love, have that agape love, not that Sunday kind of love. Be there for each other. You know, just walk by faith and not by sight. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies. You are not my head with oil. My cup will overflow. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That means he provides for his sheep. Why does he provide for his sheep? With the word of God. When you read the word of God, it gives you spiritual nourishment. And when you rest in him, that's restoration. And I would just like to do this little reading about the meaning, really, out of the 23rd Psalm. When you say, the Lord is my shepherd, that's a relationship. I shall not want, that's God's supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That means I can rest, knowing that God has my back, knowing that whatever come up under me, he's there in the midst, in the presence of it all. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshing. He restores my soul. That's healing to your spiritual man. When you're feeling down and out, when you're feeling like you want to give up and throw up both of your hands, that's the healing. He's restoring your soul. He leadeth you in the path of righteousness. That's guidance. When he show you, if you lean to his understanding and not to your own, he will guide you in all truth. For his sake, that's a purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, that's your testing times. I will feel no evil, that's your protection. Thou art with me, that's your faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. Whom he loveth, he chastens. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's my hope. My hope in Christ Jesus, that everything I need in God, he has it for me. Oh, I may have to go through some struggles. I may not have, it may not be peaches and cream all the time. But as he said in the 34th Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my lips. The anointed my head with oil, that's concentration. My cup runneth over, that's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What a blessing. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. That means forever. That's just all in all. Remember, when you get down and out, when you're feeling like you want to throw the towel in, just remember the words of David and the 23rd Psalm. Each of you each morning, if you would just get up and pray that and nothing else, just pray it line by line and say, God, I know you my supply. God, I know you my shepherd. God, I know you all-knowing, God. I know when troubled times come, God, you'll be there and lead me by the still waters. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for being my everything, all I need. And I tell you, you have the rest in, you can rest in assurance that God is forever faithful. Because he's an all-knowing God, all-seeing God. He's there. You don't see him, but you can feel him all around you. And remember, stop panicking. Everything you need will come to you at the right time. Just trust in God and wait for the miracle. And remember, we are part of God's flock, and we are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. And he supply all our needs. Thank you. I hope you've been encouraged. And now back in the hand of Apostle Temple. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Ellen. We sure was encouraged. And I just want to let you know, my God, that wasn't the first and the last time of your experience. God got many more experiences for you. Amen. My God, somebody need to let that. Somebody need to tell their self, it doesn't matter where I'm at in life. All that matter, as long as I can still walk, I can still breathe, I'm in my right mind. Don't you count me out. Don't you count me out, because God still got payday around the corner. And I know that as many of you got payday around the corner, that it's your payday time, amen, and God got something for you. And like Mother Helen was saying, sharing the Psalms of 20 Psalms, amen, my God, and we're going through different states. David don't went through in the Psalms 23rd. At one point, he acknowledged that God is his shepherd. That's at one point. Then it comes to another point where he said he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. At some point in our life, we confess and we know we was on fire for the Lord. At one point in our life, the Holy Ghost was right in with us. We confess God is our Lord. He is a God. Nothing couldn't stop us. Amen. At one point when we first got baptized and first received the Lord as our personal Savior, what a good time and what a good time it was. Then all of a sudden, we don't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. See, David did not know, he could not feel no evil until he came out. Y'all better hear me. Once he came out, he looked back. He realized that what he went through, y'all, my God, I felt that was too, mother. Once he came out, he looked back at the shadow of death, and he said, you know what? The enemy was messing with my mind. I thought what I'll get ready to face going to take me out. I saw what I'm finna get ready to face, finna get ready to wipe me out. I saw what I'm finna get ready to face. I couldn't take it. Then David went through the valley of the shadow of death, and when he came out, he said, you know what? Even though I went through a place of darkness, even though I went through a place of hell, even though I went through some issues and I went through a trying time, one thing that I did notice when I came out, I did not feel evil. I did not, because evil doesn't dwell when things are the same. And we want to tell somebody tonight, at one point in your walk, you was on fire. At one point in your walk, you were just ready to run from God. But something happened and you went through the valley. But one thing I'm going to tell you, once you come out, you're going to look back at that valley and you can say, thank God, because it wasn't that bad. And we made it look bad. The enemy made it look bad, but it wasn't that bad, because I still got to praise. Is there anybody still? afternoon.
Yes,
anybody
yes,
still
hallelujah.
Got a this afternoon, regardless of whatever bad news or came your way, you still got to praise. Regardless of what somebody said, you still got to praise. Regardless of what type of information that came across your desk, you still got to praise. No matter what report going to come at you, got away. Somebody need to call somebody this afternoon when we get off this phone line and just say, I want to show you what no weapon form against somebody and it will not prosper. Look at, I want you to hear that somebody on this line right here, somebody that's talking to you right now, weapons don't try to form, weapons don't try to prosper. But guess what? We found out it's not going to work, because when I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will feel no evil, because my God tells me, for thou art with me. Who is thou? Who is the one that is saying, thou art with me? Who is the one that's talking about? The very same one that David confessed at the beginning. The Lord is my shepherd. Is anybody saying it, my God? My God. Can somebody say, you know what, Pastor? I did say that at the beginning when the pastor asked me, do I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? And I received him. Well, baby, let me take some of you back to the beginning. Back to the beginning when you confessed, Lord, you come into my heart. Back in the beginning when you was on wine or when you was an old saint. Back in the beginning when you was just an old drug head. Back in the beginning when you just used to party in a club and a fight. And you know somebody should have killed you by now. Back in the beginning when you used to do all this stuff, but one day something got a hold to you and you said it like David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Y'all hear me this morning. And I hope the Holy Ghost takes some of you back to your beginning. Back to the beginning when God will save you. Back to the beginning when God will rescue you. And you think that the Lord is going to allow you to throw in the towel. Oh, no. Do you think that the Lord will allow you to give up? Oh, no. Because at the end of the day, he paid a price. And one thing I do know, when somebody don't pay the price for something, they'll take care of it. When somebody don't pay the price for something, they'll fight for it. If you ain't paying a price for anything, you don't give a care what happened to it. You probably won't even worry about it. You probably won't even put up a fight for it, because it ain't cost you nothing. But when it costs you something, you're going to fight for. When it costs you something, you're going to take care of it. Otherwise, what I'm saying, each and every one of us that is lifting our voice and got a word in our belly and giving a thanks up to God, the Bible tells me that Jesus paid a price. God paid a price for you to be here. God paid a price for you to walk with him. God paid a price. And at the end of the day, he is not going to allow you to give up on his investment. What he deposit, what he don't pay the price for. Let everything that has brought
praise ye the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sometimes we need to be reminded where we come from. Because where we come from and what we already walked in through, we look at our situation now, we know that the situation now ain't nowhere near what I done been through. I done been through. What you done been through. And God ain't bring you this far to leave you. So if God didn't bring you this far to leave you, and if something is in your mind telling you to give up, you can't take this, throw in the cat tower, and you've been through worse situation than you're going through right now, baby, you got a devil on your tail, and he's trying to get you out of place, because God's going to open up the windows of heaven on your behalf and get ready to pour you out a blessing. That's why your body is starting to act up. Hell is starting to shake loose. Families and spouse starting to fight. That's why you got to shake it. But somebody say, if I could stand, let me stand, because I will not be removed. For thou art with me. For thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
In the presence of my enemy.
Yes,
he didn't
Lord.
Know that the rod and thy staff comfort him until he had to deal with his enemies. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. My God, can somebody hear us this afternoon? My God Almighty. David did not know that thy rod and thy staff would comfort him in the presence of his enemy. Y'all hear me? Until he got in front of his enemy. You don't know what's in you until God placed you in a situation. Some of you, God is trying to place you in a situation to show you what's in you, to show you that he's Jehovah Jireh, to show you that he's Yahweh, to show you that he is your provider, he is your caretaker, to show you that no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. My God Almighty, I wish I was in our church service this afternoon because I asked for a weapon on this line tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's your time, saints of God. Some of you done been through the valley. You done been through the mud. Some of you, God had to resurrect from the grave.
Come on.
He had to kick you off. Now you're walking, you're living. Some of you, you could have died in a drug house over an overdose. Some of you, you done went through so much. Now you're going to see certain things now, and the enemy is trying to make you seem like you're so big. Because he knows that if you can stay on and keep holding and knowing, that you're going to be a testimony in this world. I'm not talking about you getting up that test of line. I'm talking about you getting up there having a true testimony. Y'all hear me? And he knows once you give that testimony, they're going to touch somebody else, and somebody else going to want to know the God that you're serving. So in other words, the enemy is on the move right now because he knows that his kingdom is trouble. I heard the songwriter say, "Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down." Matter of fact, that's the whole good service about the service. My God, somebody understand. You don't understand when a church family get together in unity, when you start looking for success, when you start moving, when you start declaring and decreeing that it's my season, it's my time, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you start declaring and decreeing, they'll start to shake, they'll start to break loose, because now we got the devil on his toes, now we got the devil on the move, and now the devil's trying to do a panic move. At the end of the day, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To be successful. To be successful. You will never be successful once you reach oppositions and difficult things in your life and you always quit. You will never be successful when you get to a point in your life and embarrassment take you over or shame hits you and you're ready to jump out. You will never be successful if you always want to quit and throw in the towel. Success doesn't come like that. Success comes for an individual going to stay in the fire. And you might say, Pastor, I'm not the one for the business. It's not about the business. You can be successful in your own personal life. You can be an individual and understand that I live not paycheck to paycheck or month to month or week to week. I don't live for that. I live in more than enough. I live in more than enough. You can experience that in your own life, but it's not going to come easy. It's going to come with a price.
Amen.
The question is tonight, the saints of God, are you willing to pay the price? Many of those say, yes, I am, but you never know what you're going to engage into. My God Almighty.
Hello.
You never know how God's going to take you down that journey.
Amen.
But if you're willing to stand, if you're willing to say, my God, one thing that I learned, mothers of God, one thing that I learned walking with God, it doesn't matter what he put me in, I don't see the defeat. I see a lesson.
Amen.
No matter what God tries to do, saints of God, we have a tendency to look at the devil. We have a tendency to look at a situation, and we want to jump out, and we never get the lesson. God, listen, the Lord told me the other day, one day, the Lord told me, I'm going to share this, and we're going to give it a close up, get prayer in the morning. My God Almighty, the Lord told me one day, he said, son, you're a believer. I said, yes, I am, God. I said, why you ask that? He said, you trust me. I said, yes, I do, God. Why you ask that? He said, you have faith in me. I said, yes, I do, God. But why you ask that? He said, therefore, if you have all these things and you said yes, and I am the head of your life, you don't have problem issues. You will never have problems issues because we took care of your problems on the cross. I said, well, God, what does the people have? What do we have? He said, you got a structural problem. some parts of your house need to be repaired. And I've seen you through different trials, and I allow different things to come to show you where a leak is in your whole building. Y'all hear me tonight? Where your house needs to be repaired. Where your house got a character issue. Where your house got an issue where it want to give up all the time. But you will never know where the issues are in your house if I didn't allow a situation to come. Y'all hear? Something about you. And once you understand that God is trying to show me something about me, you better believe this too gonna pass, because you can repair your house. Y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
You can
Amen.
Repair your house.
Yes.
You don't have no problem. God is trying to show you something.
Yes,
God is
yes.
trying to let you know that there's some areas in your house, there's some areas in your temple. Who is the temple? Point to yourself or look at yourself in the mirror. It's me.
Yes.
He's trying to show me that there's something wrong with my building. There's something wrong with my structure that needs to be fixed. And if you never allow things to come my way, I will never notice that I have a structure issue that needs to be fixed. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. What a blessing, Mother Helen. What a blessing that
yeah.
it was. And I'm saints of God, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Some of you might be like, Pastor, are you crazy? You excited about what God is doing, especially in that time where we're in right now? Because at the end of the day, I thank God for what he equipped an individual with, because I don't see the mess. I don't see foolishness. I see what God is up to, and I see what's going to get rid of relief. So when I get aggravated, I don't get aggravated because of the issues and because of foolishness. I get aggravated. I get aggravated because I want the saints to be tired. They're going through the motion and stand still and know he's God. If you stand still and wait, payday is coming. Amen. You cannot put the time in and don't think you ain't going to get a paycheck. Maybe you just got to wait till the end of the week to get your paycheck, regardless if you're working on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday is coming. Payday is coming. So wait till the end of the week. You got your paycheck. But you need to put the time in for you can get your check. Amen. Some of you, let's put our time in. Because at the end of the day, when God released in that season of blessing and miracles, I want to make sure I put my time in. I want to make sure I put my blessing in. I want to make sure I put the things that God has for me in. I don't need God to look at and say, my God, it's a messed up thing where you got a boss, where you got a boss or a supervisor that when payday comes, they hate to give you your paycheck. Because they're looking at your job and they're looking at what you've done. They say, yes, you done showed up every day. Yes, you done came to work. Yes, you did do your job, but you did your job complaining. You did your job, my God, worrying everybody else. You did your job, my God Almighty, speaking against the company. You did your job, yes. But you came in late all the time, even though you showed up. You did your job. But it seems like every time it's time to get paid, you show up on time. It seems like every time you get paid, we don't have to worry about you if you're going to come to work today. You show up on time. We don't want our supervisor, our boss, the owner of the company, of the kingdom, to look at us. They say, yeah, you're showing up to work. But you're showing up to work, not believing in the company.
No.
You're showing up to work. You want to do what you want to do.
Jesus.
You want to take breaks when you feel like it. You want to take orders when you feel like it. You want to protect the customers you want to deal with. I see some that is uncertain to you. But you don't want to deal with the ones in church. You don't want to deal with the ones that doesn't pray like you. You don't want to deal with the one that doesn't look like
you. I'm out.
I saw a brother, I saw a sister come to you for help. But yet, you didn't want to help them because they just come out the club.
Jesus.
They dance for a living.
Wow.
Somebody that's here to help you, but you want to pick and choose your customer. You don't want to deal with the customer got an issue with drugs. But they're still coming to our company. They're still coming. What was your supervisor? What would the Holy Ghost tell some of you tonight? over here. Because this right here got some mess going on. Which team are you working for? I'm glad when the Holy Ghost came on the scene to baptize me. My sins have to be cast in the sea of forgiveness. But if nobody wasn't able to work with me, I won't never know. If there wasn't nobody able to work with you, you won't never know. You won't never be to the place where you're at right now if there wasn't nobody wasn't able to work with you.
Amen.
I don't want to spend time on my job. And when it's time to get paid, I got all these deductions. A deduction. You couldn't fight when your weakness got the best of you. You just gauge in and try to hide it. Thank God don't see it. Deduction number two. I sent you somebody for you could mentor, for somebody you could help, somebody you could pray with. But because they have a foul mouth, and that's all the language that they know and they need somebody to teach them a new vocabulary, you decide not to work with them. Deduction. I send a brother, I send a sister to you, my God, for you can help minister to them, show them love. But because of they have agenda issues, because they like the same sex, because they have this going on, you decide not to deal with it. But if who's going to be the light inside of the darkness? God said, you remember your job description. You say, I will be the light in the midst of the darkness. Do not throw the job away. Because you want to make the rules of the job. The job already have rules. The regulation is already structured. Who is willing tonight? And say, Lord, I'm ready. I don't want to miss now another paycheck. For you are my shepherd. I don't want to miss now another paycheck in the kingdom. And if nobody never be a light before them, they will never be able to change. And nobody will never be the light for the scripture will not never see a better light. If nobody will never be the light, they will not be able to engage in you. So some of us need to just come before the throne room of grace and say, you know what, Lord? I got too religious where I ain't think I was religious. I got prejudice in my ways. I got a phobia, Lord. I've developed a phobia over the years. I want to stay away from the ones that you called us to. Because even as you said it in your word, I come for the lost. I didn't come for the ones that is already found, but I come from the lost. Somebody need to apologize to your poor and say, you know what? Yes, I did show up on, I showed up. But I wasn't on time. When that brother and sister needed something to eat and you needed me to go and help them to get something to eat, I showed up when I felt like showing up. And they was hungry and my stomach is feeling like I go in my car, refrigerator, and eat when I feel like it. And I decided to show up whenever I felt like showing up. Forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Restore us.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Allow an untrained church person, an untrained person that is really coming to you and want more of you, allow them to kill my nerves and aggravate me because they got some ways that is untrained, it's untold, it's online, and they just need somebody to help to mature them, help to develop them. Then I diss them because I felt like they just wasn't walking with me like I should. Forgive me, boss man. Forgive me. Forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
To pray in church and not willing to experience the church. Forgive us. Because we want to run away from those that doesn't walk like us. Those that doesn't talk like us. Those that doesn't have the good prophetic word, that doesn't have the good prayer. Forgive us because you sent the cup to us. And almost not all of us are ready. Not all of us have good hospitality. Forgive us for pushing away the customers. Forgive us not accepting the customers. Forgive us. Saints of God, we got to understand. Paycheck, payday, to get an income from the Lord, from the heavens. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the time. And when you put in the work, you put in the time, you're going to begin to experience a paycheck. Many of us will say, you know, I'm a good person. Great. That means you have the ability to understand what is right and what is wrong. There's nothing wrong with your understanding. There's nothing wrong with your comprehension. But what time has you put in? What time have you put in for the Lord? So I'm going to give you a paycheck. Who did you walk to when you see them all stranded? And because they look, they smell and they got a smell and their clothes are dirty, look like they done been sleeping in mud. Have you ever had a chance to walk and say, baby, how you doing? Can I buy you something to eat?
Amen.
You know you can make it. You know you can keep God in your heart. Can we say that? Can we plan a? Have we been guilty in the company not planting seeds when we needed to plant a seed? Because I don't allow the enemy to put my mind in a place to where I don't got time for foolishness. Well, I thank God that somebody had a time for my foolishness. I thank God for someone that took the time out to minister to this pastor here, because if they didn't, I won't be before you today. Thank God somebody had the patience to work with me. I thank God that somebody took their time and said, let me work with you. No matter how much you stretch me out, I'm going to stand by you. No matter how much you're going to do this, how much you wear on me, I'm still going to speak it out with you, because I see where you're going. I thank God somebody seen this day when I did not see this day. I'm able to minister, I'm able to stand and hold others up, because it was a time when I did not see this day, but somebody else did. There was a time when somebody didn't see where you at right now, but you didn't see where you at right now, but somebody else did. And they stayed with you. They stayed in your ear. They stayed you. And why not us as body of Christ? Cannot do that with others. Why we always got to get to a place to where we feel as though we're going to live sin free. There's no going to be no sin around us. There's not going to be any mess around us. That's the trickery of the adversary. He got you tricked. Because the Bible tells me, for we all have sin and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
So God is telling you, and the Bible also tells me, repent, turn for your ways, and he'll forgive you.
Therefore,
the Lord telling me, and Satan telling us, that, hey, it's going to be stuff that you're going to engage in. It's going to be stuff that's going to engage around you. It's going to be stuff that's going to take place. But always remember this. I thank God that somebody took the time to work with me, to take the time to look past my faults, look past my issues, and keep telling me I can make it. You can keep going.
Yes.
Pastor just gave a lot of you all some nuggets tonight, if you really was listening, engaged, for you could get your paycheck and you could experience payday. God got warranty for you. You could live. It's nothing wrong for you living and staying in the best. There's nothing wrong for you to have the best. But put the time in there on your clock. And when you put the time in, you'll be able to live the best. You'll be able to have the best. God will be able to get you, because you got a paycheck. That's why Pastor don't care. I'm going to love whoever I got to love. I could care less what you like. I could care less your gender. Baby, I got a hug for you. Me and First Lady and the family, we got a hug for you. I got some nothing but love, because the Bible says through love and kindness have I drawn thee. And I want to draw you to the love. And all I could do is just love you in the midst of your issues, in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of your weak point. I want to love you, because God got a check with my name on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a picture. You don't have to be a preacher, apostle, or prophet, or teacher, or all this kind of stuff to pull a check. You could just be a servant of God. And you can find somebody and see somebody that God put in your life and put in your way and say, babe, I cannot give up on you. Yeah, you slipped yesterday, but today get yourself up, brush yourself off, get your head back up, lift back up. You're still a preacher. I want to tell some preachers before I get off this line. My God Almighty, yeah, you might slip yesterday. You might slip day before yesterday. Get up, brush yourself off. You're still a man of God. You're still a woman of God. You're still an individual that God called you. Yeah, you might got weak at a certain time, but get up. And God still calls you man and still calls you woman. Brush yourself off. Don't sit down and wallow. Don't sit down in that mud. Get up. And you still is called a preacher. You still is called an evangelist. You still is called a sister or a brother. You still is called a minister. You still is God's chosen servant. Get up. Don't sit there and die. And don't sit there and give up. And say, yes, you got this one on me, enemy. But you better believe on the next one on you. Get up.
Yes.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Saints of God, I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for everyone that comes in. And I thank God for you just making us your church family and your church home. Says the God, let's come on and let's get on up. Let's put our time in before we can get a paycheck. You see a brother and sister on the wayside, make sure you minister to them and show them love. Give them love because you got to put your time in. And once you put your time in, the boss will see it and he'll recognize it. And he'll say, that's the work that I want to pay my money from. That's the work that I want to give a paycheck to. I want you to get your paycheck and I want you to get your payday. And the way it's going to continue to help you, but you can continue to engage it and continue to walk. Come to prayer every morning. Get up and spend that 4 to 5 minutes with us. Spend that hour or whatever it is in the morning with us. But you can continue to build your spirit up. But you can have something to give out when it's time to give out. But you can release deposit when it's time to release deposit. So that's why, brothers and sisters, I see you tomorrow. We will see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. I tell you right now, I thank God for what he is doing. Amen. And we thank God for our very own Pastor Les Smith. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Until this time, Mother Jackson, Mother Helen, very well done. Always a good job. Say to God, let's go to work. Let's clock in. Let's go to work. Let's make our paycheck. Because payday is coming. God bless.